Hello. Welcome, listeners and market participants, to KBRA's European Credit Podcast, Conversations in European Credit. I'm Gordon Kerr, Head of European Research at KBRA, and today I am joined by Kali Siriguri from our Residential Mortgage-Backed Securities Ratings Team.
Hi, everyone.
Today, we will be covering a topic of interest for investors and market participants that have a focus on mortgage markets, in particular for those with an interest in housing in Ireland. A report on the topic titled Irish Mortgage and Housing Trends can be found on kbra.com, along with a number of related publications, such as reports on the various housing markets in Europe from Netherlands to Spain to the UK. Jump onto our website and have a look. The Irish housing and mortgage market has progressed a long way over the past 10 years when it was still struggling amid the aftermath of the global financial crisis. Housing availability has gone from a large surplus to a deficit as the country continues to experience population growth and economic expansion. Meanwhile, mortgage credit performance has improved in terms of long-term delinquent borrowers over this period. Strong demand continues to support valuations that should remain resilient even with new supply, albeit with slowing house price growth. However, the impacts of higher interest rates and inflation are yet to be fully observed, and there has been a rise in newly delinquent borrowers. The Irish housing and mortgage market faces a challenge in the near term, as do other markets across Europe. So, let's get the conversation started. Kali, to start with, maybe it's worth just giving us a bit of background on the Irish market and how it has evolved since the global financial crisis.
Yes, absolutely, Gordon. I think it's worth taking a step back to the global financial crisis because there were a number of elements to come out of this event that impact where we are and where we are going.
Yes, it was an influential period for mortgage and housing markets across the globe.
So Ireland was one of the most heavily impacted markets in Europe out of the global financial crisis, at least in terms of the housing and mortgage market. There was a degree of overdevelopment, elevated leverage and speculation. The fallout was quite severe. House prices fell 57% to their low in 2012. The Irish government was forced to set up an asset management company to take on rising non-performing loans in the wake of the crisis. The positive out of this difficult period was a behavioral change in mortgage lending for new loans and the workout of existing and delinquent loans. The mortgage arrears resolution process, a set of mortgage handling rules implemented for Irish lenders. These rules helped in avoiding losses during that period, and it currently helps bring lenders and borrowers into discussion early to prevent repossessions and losses.
Yeah, Kali, so just in terms of that mortgage resolution process, how does that actually work?
A servicer's MARP outlines a prescriptive direction and exhaustive set of actions that servicers must take prior to repossession. The steps generally include borrower outreach, short-term forbearance or long-term forbearance, and alternatives like voluntary surrender, private sale, and mortgage-to-rent arrangements. The timelines for MARP vary significantly dependent on the responsiveness and cooperation of borrowers, anywhere between 2 to 4 years. It can end in the restructure of a loan on a sustainable basis back to performing status or end in a repossession. MARP can be reset at any point if a borrower makes any payments which can extend the timeline to resolution if the payments are unpredictable.
Thanks, Kali. Now let's turn our attention to what's happening currently in the Irish market. Now, how about we start with house prices, for example? So where is the house price environment at the moment?
So all the residential indices highlight the dramatic recovery of pricing from their lows in 2012. Dublin house prices have increased 137% from 2012 troughs, and apartments 122%. Lately, Ireland's house prices have continued to rise amid continued limited supply. Nationally, excluding Dublin, house prices have only recently risen above their pre-crisis levels, while apartment prices have yet to reach this level but remained very close. Dublin indices present a similar picture, with houses close to their prior peak and apartments still below. One of the elements supporting ongoing growth is the fact that Ireland's population has boomed recently. It has risen by 600,000 over the past 10 years to reach 5.2 million in 2023, marking an increase of 2.5% year on year. This strong growth has led to increased housing demand.
That is a strong return to growth and quite a rise in the population. This has not created a dynamic whereby price rises dramatically with a lack of availability.
Not in Ireland, Gordon. To help ensure there is an availability of housing to support this population growth, there have been several government plans to support construction and supply enough homes to meet demand. The latest is called Housing for All, which launched in 2021 and aims to construct 33,000 new homes per year. The home building industry has increased production, with Q3 2023 exceeding 10,000 units for the first time in the last 10 years. A large proportion of these have been apartments, with 4,000 in number, slightly below the 4,752 scheme houses, which are houses that form a part of a multi-unit development of two or more houses. So there are a further single house builds, 1,497 in number.
Okay, great. So relatively stable supply and balance, albeit this is never a perfect match, particularly in housing markets. So let's turn our attention now to the affordability picture. Interest rates have been rising across the globe for about 2 years, including the European Central Bank policy rate increasing from 0% in June 2022 to its current 4% rate from September 2023. There has been discussion about when rate cuts may be on the cards now that inflation has slowed. This should help in the longer end of the curve and mortgage pricing. But what has been happening, broadly speaking, with regards to mortgage rates in Ireland?
While Irish mortgage rates have gone up as rates have risen, the borrower impact has been less severe versus other markets, as the country's mortgage rate increases were lower than the rise in policy rates over the same period. For example, buy-to-let mortgage rates averaged over 4% for a new mortgage fixed for over 3 years before recent rate hikes. New borrowers are currently seeing rates of over 5% for buy-to-let loan fixed over a three-year period. For principal dwelling borrowers, they paid just under 2.5% for a new fix over 3 years before the rate increases and are now paying 4% for the same fixed period for principal dwelling mortgages. This equals a roughly 19% payment increase for principal dwelling borrowers and 11% for buy-to-let borrowers.
Interesting. So what about rents? You mentioned buy-to-let. How have they done?
So rental increases were minimal in the pandemic period, but have since increased at rates of 4.5% or more per year. In June 2023, they increased 10% year on year on average for an apartment and 13.8% for houses as landlords pass on rate increases. While market rental rates have been increasing above inflation for a number of years, rental increases are limited in rent pressure zones, which are designated by government Citizen Information Board and include a number of major markets in Ireland. Rent increases in these zones are limited to the rate of general inflation or 2% a year, whichever is lower.
Okay, so that's helpful to some tenants, but what does this generally mean for the affordability perspective? I mean, how is the Irish borrower or tenant actually doing?
So they have actually been doing all right so far, Gordon. Despite the challenges faced by borrowers and tenants in Ireland regarding increased interest rates and rent inflation, the country's saving rates have remained high. Now, this has allowed households to at least partially absorb these cost increases. After the pandemic-driven surge in savings, which reached a household income to expense ratio of 32 times approximately in Q2 2020, the rate of savings has decreased back to a historically normal level of 10 times as of Q3 2023. The overall household balance sheet remains in good standing despite the decline, as leverage levels remained low. Total deposits outstripped total lending to private households, according to the Central Bank of Ireland, with borrowing increases restrained, while bank deposits continue to climb. Private household deposits overtook total borrowing in March 2016 and now stand at 1.4 times the amount of borrowing.
That sounds very positive. What are we actually seeing on the ground in the portfolios?
Well, despite the healthy balance sheets, borrowers in Ireland have broadly been feeling the impact of increased interest rates and high levels of inflation. Delinquencies have been increasing throughout the Irish mortgage market. Both principal dwelling and buy-to-let mortgages have increased delinquency levels since their low in June 2022, as interest rates started to rise. However, while those levels have been increasing, long-term delinquencies, which are over 1 year, are steadily decreasing, standing at 6.4 billion euros as of September 2023. Now, for us at KBRA, we have a keen focus on the Irish securitization market. This market largely contains mortgages predating the financial crisis, with portfolios classified as either non-conforming or reperforming or seasoned. For prime portfolios in Ireland, delinquencies for these transactions have remained low and not shown signs of deterioration recently. However, delinquencies in the other sectors have been increasing in RMBS over the past 3 years, depending on the collateral type. Non-conforming and what are referred to as reperforming or seasoned portfolios have been on a steadily rising trend since 2019. Further, buy-to-let delinquencies have been increasing, but mainly over the past year since their recent low in 2022. This increase is mainly due to the legacy portfolios in the mix. A notable exception on this front in buy-to-let is the relatively new issuer, Delosk, which has been issuing buy-to-let transactions that are performing reasonably well.
Interesting. What about the impact of the mortgage rules, as you outlined earlier? How have these had an impact in the current environment now that delinquencies are actually starting to rise?
Now, in part due to these mortgage repossession rules, Irish repossessions have since remained low. Borrowers are offered forbearance measures in this process, so the resolution of delinquencies via repossession remains a last resort. Repossessions of both buy-to-let and principal dwellings have been in steady decline since their peak in 2018. Quarterly repossessions remain below 500 at around 360 in September 2023.
Now, Kylie, you mentioned the securitization market earlier. Do you have any thoughts on how this market has been developing in Ireland?
So the Irish lender market contains a limited number of mortgage providers with a few large banks and a growing number of alternative lenders. Lenders continue to make use of the securitization market for mortgage funding, particularly for non-bank lenders. Retained securities, which are typically issued by banks and held by the bank, are typically used for liquidity purposes. These have remained a large part of annual RMBS issuance, with 5 billion euros issued in 2023 versus only 2 billion of newly circulated transactions. Of the new transactions sold to investors, a high proportion have been non-performing loan or reperforming loan portfolios, of which KBRA has been active in rating. Buy-to-let transactions began appearing in 2019, albeit with sporadic issuance. Further, in 2023, there was an equity release mortgage portfolio, as well as some mixed mortgage portfolios to diversify the collateral types sold to investors. The use of securitization market is in contrast to the use of covered bonds for funding mortgages. Bank lenders have decreased their use of covered bonds since the crisis, with outstanding amounts declining. As of year end 2023, there were 11.7 billion euro of mortgage portfolios outstanding, down from a peak of 30 billion euros in 2011.
All very interesting. Thank you very much for that, Kali. As Kali and I have outlined in our conversation today, the Irish mortgage and housing market appears to be relatively healthy, with well-supported house prices, strong household balance sheets, and one thing we did not cover but is also important to note, a still low level of unemployment. A large proportion of previously troubled borrowers have now worked through restructurings with long-term arrears volumes falling. However, cracks are emerging with near-term delinquencies starting to increase, particularly for non-prime borrowers over the past year. Overall, the mortgage market environment in Ireland is still dealing with the fallout of the financial crisis, but it is in a much better position to weather the challenges of elevated interest rates and increased inflation, as households have higher savings and muted borrowing levels. That's it from us today. As always, we hope these conversations in credit help to illuminate the many trends taking shape across the markets. For more in-depth coverage of the themes discussed today, or to learn more about our unique approach to credit, sign up to the KBRI website to read all of our research. If you have a topic, idea, or comment you'd like to share, or if you just feel inspired for a discussion based on the conversations you just heard, reach out to me or one of the KBRA analysts on today's episode. Be sure to rate, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you can be notified when new content is available. Invite your colleagues as well. We'd love to count you all as informed listeners. This is Gordon Kerr, thanking you for being part of the conversation. Take care, everyone.